Thankful to be with you this evening. Thankful for the Lord's grace and mercy that He has given us another day. I would ask for your prayers for Polk from Mount View. One of the ladies that I would consider one of the backbones of that place passed away this week. And no doubt that's left a large hole there, Carolyn Lightfoot. And you know, that's going to happen. That's the life we are part of. But still, pray for that place and pray for us. And I know each one there needs your prayers. Have a couple places to read if the Lord would help. And if there's anything on anyone's heart, as always, we just want you to be free in the Lord. Want to read first in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and this is no doubt been read here numerous times. We're going to begin in the 14th verse here of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. I know you've heard that many, many times. I do want to reread a couple verses and focus on a couple phrases. And then I want to look at one verse in 2 Corinthians. I want to reread the 22nd and the 23rd verses here. It says, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. And the phrases that I want us to focus on there in the 22nd, is the term which seem to be. And then the 23rd, which we think. To me, that points out that this is perception, not fact. And no doubt our perceptions can be wrong. It means that we don't always see things as they are. And we certainly don't always see things as God sees them. But it speaks about in the 18th that he has put every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. I'm thankful that it's that way in the Lord's service, that of all the places and all the things is not even the right term, because church is a living being. a body, the Lord's body, as we've even read here. That he's the mind of us, and if we could get a grasp on that, things would be vastly different, I imagine, in all of our lives. But it says here that we perceive things to be not as they are. That we think sometimes that some are more feeble and some are less honorable. And I would say, if nothing else, we probably think that about ourselves from time to time. I know for myself, I don't think I've ever looked across the room and thought, well, there's the feeble member. There's the one that's letting us all down. I haven't. I'll just be honest. I haven't ever felt that way. But I've sat in my seat and thought, here's the feeble member. Here's the one that's bringing it all down, that's not doing any good for the Lord. And I imagine if you've been saved and a member of the Lord's church very long, that you've probably felt that way. And I want to tell you tonight that that's able to be overcome. I guess that's my thought this evening, is that we are able, not through ourselves and not even through one another, though it's important that we lift up one another. And this other verse, another place that I'm going to read is relative to that. In the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul said this toward the end of that letter. And it's the 9th verse of the 13th chapter. It says, "For we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection." And I think Paul, even though we wouldn't consider him to be weak, I think he felt weak many times. He referred to himself as the chiefest of sinners. And I think he meant that he felt that way from time to time. You know, he spoke about his past and the things that he had done, and he felt unworthy to even be saved and to be called into the work that the Lord called him into. But I'm thankful tonight that we're not always weak at the same time. That rarely is the church all down at the same time. I think that's by design. Sometimes we're close, and I would say this doesn't even apply. We're not even all up at the same time either. I've experienced that where there's been a good service going on, and I've been dead as a hammer. I just as well been at home. It's just the truth of it. But the Lord helps. You know, when we think about the natural body, and I never had a broken bone, but I've put plenty of things out of place. To know that you have to brace up that's weak. You have to help the body part that's weak at the time. You know, if your leg is hurt, you put a brace on, you have crutches, whatever it takes, and the rest of the body has to work a little harder until that part's restored. The church is a lot that way too. We have to work at this. We have to work at being perfect in the Lord. That's what Paul said he wished. He wished for their perfection. I believe in their individual lives he wished that. I believe as a collective he wished that perfection would be there. There is no perfect church. We all know that. And it's not because we're all made of people. It'll never be perfect. But I can read, and I used to think it would be impossible for people to be all of the same mind, but the scripture says it happened, that they were all in one accord. And there were more people there that day than are here. It's possible. It's possible for all of us to be in one accord in the Lord. Yeah. If you're here tonight and you feel like you're not involved enough in the Lord's church and you're a member, ask for help. That's the right answer. Ask for help. The brother mentioned this morning a testimony to confess your faults one to another and pray. And I suppose in some ways that's dangerous turf. Because at a certain point you can tell me your faults and I'm not going to be able to help you. And it might even bring me down. So there's a fine line somewhere what you probably ought to tell me and what I probably ought to tell you. But the point is, we can speak in generalities and say, I need your help. And if the Lord tells you something specific, tell it. I'm not telling you to hide things either. But ultimately, we've got to take those things to God. And that's what we have to do one for another, say, I need you to take this to God on my behalf. And the Lord helps and the Lord hears because he knows what it is that we're in need of. I'm thankful today that all of us, I'm thankful for that lesson tonight. I wasn't there, but I trust the ones that were about honoring your parents. Mine will tell you that didn't always happen. And I chuckle a little when I hear that verse, not because it's not right, because I'm not right sometimes. I've threatened to make my days children upon the earth less. Sometimes that's my way of trying to fix it. But I don't think that's what the Lord had in mind either. But I'm thankful that that all of us together, I'm not a perfect dad. Brother Mike's not. He thinks he is, but he's not. I promise, he's not. It takes all of us to do that work. We all are responsible one to another. And that's just one example, but in all things, just like it said, we rejoice together, we mourn together, all those things. We're all from vastly different, like the song says, many different backgrounds. And no doubt that's true. All of us have many different things in our life and different people in our life and our families and all those things are different. But the Lord brings unity. Unity in him because none of us are deserving of it. None of us are placed here because we earned it, because we deserved it. And wherever your church is, if your visitor's here, this isn't just for Calvary. I'm saying this is for all of us. Wherever that you are, it's important that you're in it. That it become the focus of our lives. I pray the Lord helps us every day to see that we're important. Not that we be builded up, not that we be puffed up. But that it matters. That it matters that we gather together, that we try our best to seek the Lord's will out. It's because it affects those that are outside of us. We strengthen one another, but we strengthen one another that it might go outside this place. That it might reach those that are in the world that have no idea why it is we gather, why it is that we do what we do. And there's some out there, I promise, that are completely ignorant of it. Those are the ones that need to know about this place. They need to know the message that comes from the head of the body. If you take the mind out, what's the body? It's gone. Doesn't do any good. The body can't function without the mind. So if we have the mind of Christ, then it's going to function perfectly. When things begin to try to function on their own outside of the mind, they don't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't do any good. I pray the Lord help us to rejoice together, to trial together, all those things that Paul spoke about. But I want you to know tonight that you're not the feeble, less honorable member. Because Satan will tell every one of us that. Tell every one of us that we're the worst one here. And in a sense, he's right every time. We're all just sinners. And we're going to be sinners until the Lord calls us home and this flesh is gone. But thankfully, we can lift each other up and help each other. If there's burdens on your heart tonight, I encourage you to share them. I know how Satan works in that avenue. They've heard that. They've got enough on their plate. They don't need your burdens on top of it. I've felt that way before. And I'm not unique. I know every one of us thinks those things sometimes. You know, if you're led to tell your testimony, I bet one of the first things that go through your mind is they've heard it before. Why do I need to tell it again? Maybe I'm unique there. I doubt it. You know, I doubt it. But the Lord wants to help us. The Lord's our ultimate help. We want to help one another. It says that iron sharpens iron, and I like that verse a lot. It says that a threefold cord is not easily broken. Twofold survives. You and the Lord's enough. more than enough. But it works right when everyone's in this together, because that's the way the Lord made it. It's by design that way. If it was just we get saved and take care of ourselves, we wouldn't gather. Lord wouldn't have set this way up. But he did, because it has purpose in it. Because there are days that we're going to be down and our brethren are going to be up, and vice versa. It doesn't do you any good to duck out when you're down, and it does someone else harm if you duck out when you're good. It's important. I don't know why this was on my heart this evening, and I hope it helps you. But I know that we're in this together until the Lord calls us out of it. That there is no discharge in this war. That verse refers to death, but that's how we leave this life. And until we do, we're in this battle together. It's this body that moves towards what the Lord needs it to. I can't point us where we got to go. I don't know what the Lord has in mind. But I know he desires for us to follow him together wherever that he leads. I want you to know tonight that you're important. I'm thankful in a sense that the last words that I said to Sister Carolyn were that I loved her. And it was several days before she passed away, and no one had any idea that she was going to pass away. It was sudden and quick. So I'll tell you this, if you're here tonight, you're important to me. And beyond the importance that you have to me, you're important to God. You have to remind yourself of that sometimes. It's not easy. But it's important that we do. And it's important for far more people than are here tonight. It's for those that aren't. I just pray the Lord help you and help us to help one another to know when we need help and to say when we need help and to help others when it's not our time that we need help. And I hope that all that makes sense from the Lord. I'm thankful that God helps us. The Lord places something on your heart tonight. I want you to know it's not insignificant. It's important. You may not have a clue. You may never, ever find out why. I've come to peace with that in my life. You may never know why you have to do this or that or say this or that. It's not our job to know. It's our job to just be obedient to the Lord, and it'll work itself out positively. Bless you all.
Appreciate the good sermon tonight and the good message that was there. I wanted to highlight one verse that he read tonight, just to add on to what he was saying there at the end. It says, "But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him." Sometimes we question about where we are and what we're doing. And I think we need to remember that the reason that we're members of this church or the church that we're a part of is because God has put us in the body as it has pleased him. Not about our personal desires or our preferences, but we're to be a part of where God has us in the time that he has us for the purpose that he has us. And there's no member of the church that doesn't have a purpose, because he had a purpose in putting us in the church. And sometimes, as Brother Scott said, we start thinking things like, what good can I do? Or is there any work for me to do? And the answer to that is yes. If you're a member of the Lord's church, he has a work for you to do. He wants to use you to help somebody else. And I don't think that we see enough how much our lives affect the lives of other people. How when we serve the Lord and do what he tells us to do, what an encouragement that is to our brothers and our sisters. And you know, there's no hierarchy in the church of God. We address each other by the terms brothers and sisters. And that's because regardless of age, regardless of any other factor, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm thankful for the message tonight, for the encouragement that's there. And I'm thankful to be a member of the Lord's church. I count it a privilege. There are so many in this world that don't understand the privilege and the purpose of church membership. But I feel it's an honor to be a member of this church. And every time I've been a member of another church, I've felt like it was such an honor to be a part of that body as the Lord had me there. And I hope that we see it that way. It's such, you know, we couldn't have been a part of this church if it weren't for the Lord calling us out of our sinful ways and bringing us to salvation and allowing us to be a part of what He has going. And so it truly is a privilege. I'm thankful for the message tonight. Would there be anything on anyone's heart before we might have a song and a Christian handshake? Maybe someone with a testimony or something that's especially upon your heart.
I'm thankful for Scott's message tonight, and I just don't know how often I have to